and your weight. So when you're selling people, you're selling them dust. They're not apples. It's no good. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel loymer chilif hadvorim. He holds just the opposite. So it's a care. The balabas has to do it once in 30 days, and a sitan has to do it once a year. Rashbam says sitan pamachas b'shona dechivun shemoicha todor ein ha mashke nikrash b'teichoi. Since he uses it so often, nothing gets stuck inside. So by itself, it remains clean. Bashenk and the balabas that use it once in a while, they were afraid the shaman of the oil, or the yain got stuck on the bottom, so if you don't clean it out, you're not selling him, you're not giving him a full amount. Therefore, he's just the opposite. Yeah. Now, chenvini, what about a normal store, a regular storekeeper? Mekaneach midoiso pamayim b'shabbos. Twice a week, he has to clean out his midoiso, his measuring cups. U'memicha meshkoloiso, and he has to also wipe out the meshkolos, the weights. His midoiso, that's the measuring cups. And meshkoloiso, that's the weights when you use a scale. He has to wipe them off twice a week. No. The kadech midosi of pamayim b'shabbos, yomamche mishkaloso pamachas b'shabbos. Wiping off the scale, the weight, that's once a week. Umekaneach moznayim al kol mishkal mishkal. The moznayim, the scale itself, you have to clean off if every time you use it. Every time you use a scale, like you put meat on one side of the scale, so you have to clean off that side every time. Like you have to make sure you sell the guy exactly. Amar Shimon Gamliel, but Nedavor Mamumam was the said Balach. If you're selling liquid, selling wine, oil, Avul B'Yovish, you're selling flour or peiros, you're selling the solid stuff, and the sarach, like they don't get stuck to the weights. Because when you sell something liquid, like oil or wine, it gets stuck into the weight. If you don't clean it out, it'll get stuck there, and you're not giving the guy the complete amount. But dry stuff don't get stuck there, so if we don't have to clean it out so often. So if it's dry stuff, it's all right. Now, v'chayiv l'achriya loy tefach. L'achriya, Rashbam says, ha-masnayim. When you have your scale, the two ways, two sides of the scale, mitzad ha-bosa tefach, she-ha-bosa shoko yoysa min alitra. Let's say a guy wants to buy a pound of meat. So what do? You put a pound of metal on one side, and the other side you put the meat. So you know what you have to do? You have to make sure the meat goes down a tefach more than the pound. Kids, you have to give him more meat, more than a pound's worth of meat. We'll have to see why. But he holds chayiv liachriya loy tefach. The scale has to come down a tefach more. It's not even 50-50, but the side of the meat has to come down a tefach more. You have to give more meat than the real weight. Hayu shoyko loy ayin v'yayin. Let's say you were measuring out. Ayin b'yayin means exactly. Rashbam says b'tzimtzum k'goyin b'lokom shein machriyim. And the place where the meaning was not to do like this, not to weigh it an extra tefach down, but they weighed it out equal 50-50. So then the case is noisen loy girmon echod liyasara b'lach. You have to give him 1/10 more for lach, for a measurement of lach. So Rashi says it's in a place where, again, they don't machriya, let the right side, the meat side, come down, but rather they make the scale exactly equal, but simsum, yeah, so then noisum no levad hamishkel, excluding the pound that you're giving him, he has to add on to him an extra gurmuyev, which is echad miyasar balach, 1/10 of lach. Gemara explains why. But you have to also add on to the weight a little bit more. Mostly Gerumov, Echad 1 Leasar of 10 Balach. The Echad Leasrim B'Yavish, and 1/20th if you're measuring with something that's dry. On dried stars, then you have to add 1/20th. Now, Mokum Shinogu Lomud Bedaka Layomud Begasa. If the minig is to measure it out with small measurements, that's a kav, so then you should not measure out the gasa b'saw. There's a kav in the saw, I think, but the 15 calves. The six calves is the saw. So if the minig hamokim is to measure out with small measuring cups, so you're not supposed to use big measuring cups. And the opposite. begasa, if the minig hamokim is to measure out with big measuring cups, then lo yomad bedaka, do not measure it with a small one. Limchaik lo yigdosh. Limchaik meaning if the minig is when you measure it out, like on the scale, you could like flatten it out to make it, let's say you have a cup, you have a measuring cup. So when it comes on top of the cup, either you could flatten it out. That's called mochuk. You flatten out the top, or else godish means you let it come up on top like a pyramid. Like you fill up the cup with flour, and you let it come up to a little bit of pile on top of it. So whatever the minig hamokum is, that's the way you have to do. If the minig is limchaik, it means to flatten it out, smooth it out, lo yigdosh. Don't let it stick up like a pyramid in the middle. Ligdosh, if the minig is when you sell, when you give a measurement of something dry in a cup, so that it comes in the middle on the top, it piles up on top. Lo yimchek. You have to do the kits of the minig hamakom. Don't change from the minig hamakom. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Samara says now, minoanimili. How do you know the yisayid of our Mishnah about these mishkolim? You have to be so careful, wipe them off, clean them. So Gemara says, Omeresh Lakish. The Yom Makro, the Pasuk says, Evan Shleimo Vitzedek. That's what you're supposed to have. An Evan Shlema, complete stone to measure with, fit Tzedek. So, the word Tzedek, Rashbam says, Miyusahu. The word Tzedek is extra. Lemidrash. Afa pish Eifa Shlema. Even though your Eifa, the pound that you're giving is a complete one. Memidas Tzedek Mishla, Memidas, but Tzedek Mishlecho v'teinloi. That means give him a little bit more. V'hainu hachro. That's what a Mishnah means. When you weigh off something, the top of the Mishnah, v'chai lachrila tefach, you have to add on a little bit more. Because the Pasuk says, Evan shleimo v'tzedek. What does that mean? Tzedek mishalecho v'teinloi. Means give him a little bit extra from your own. When you measure off a pound, don't give badaf exactly a pound, but give him a little bit more. That's the Pasuk. Tzedek mishalecho, from your own you have to give him. For the Mori Hochi is so, I'm the safe, what does the safe say? If the Minigah Mokun was to weigh out exactly a pound against a pound, then you have to add on a little bit more, one tenth. But the question is, but if you're telling me now that Midiraisa, you have to add on the weight, more than the weight is, like more than, if you want to buy a pound of meat, you have to give him more than a pound of meat, that the scale on the meat side has to come down more. That's midiraisa. So how does the Mishnah say, hey chiyoyevle, ayin b'yayin? Where is there a case that you're allowed to measure equal for equal? So what's pshat the Mishnah then? Like you can't say midiraisa, you mechuyot to give him a little bit more of your own, and how could you have ayin b'yayin? So where it says, ela rather, reisha, b'mokim shenuagu. It could be a son of the raisa tikalocha. It's totally what the minig hamokim is. The ratio was, the minig of the mokum there was, when they used to weigh out things, they used to add a little bit onto the weight. That was talk of the minig of the mokum. Yes. Elo the Mor says, Ye elo ratio of the mokum shenogo. V'chiyit ma de resh lokish. When did we learn resh lokish dashtons from the posig midiraiso? Hatel ya seifit. He goes on the seifa. Seifa is like this. Ha yushoku loy ayin v'yayin. If you're measuring out exactly like 50-50, nice and like Gerumov, you're supposed to add on a little bit more. On this, Minan Emili, how do you know that when you measure out 50-50, still add on a drop more? Or Mereshloka, just what Saka says, Yomakro, the Pasuk says, Fitzedek. So with Dashana means, Tzedek Mishalecho Fitainloi. Add on a drop from your own. In other words, whenever you're measuring it off, like Pasha the Svar is, you're never 100% sure you're giving him exactly. Could be a drop to less. So to make sure there's no suffix, always give him a drop more. Give him a drop more. Even though you're measuring equally, give him one tenth more. The Kami Girumov, how much is this extra you're supposed to add? So Amar Rab Abba Ba Mamal, Amar Rav. Echad Mi Asara, one tenth Belitra, Balach. Li Asara Litrim. Like one tenth of 10 pounds. Like if you're selling him like 10 pounds, so one tenth of a pound extra, that's how much you have to give him.
Kitz is not that much. So this little bit extra, you have to add on when you're selling somebody. That's what the pasuk means. Make sure you give him a complete sale. Don't have any suffering. You're not giving him a little bit less. So add on 1/10 of 10 pounds. 1/10 of a pound for 10 pounds. That's how much you're supposed to add on. All right, turn over.
Echad liasara balach, 1/10 if you're measuring off liquid, the echad liasrim biyavish, if you're measuring off solid stuff, then it's 1/20. Iboilu, I have a question like this. Hechikom, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Echad miyasara balach liasara delach, does it mean 1/10 of lach, of 10, like we said, 1/10 of a pound, from 10, if you're giving 10 pounds of lach, the echod me esrim biyavish, li esrim biyavish, and the same thing it means, 1/20 of a pound, when you're selling him 20 pounds, is that what the Mishnah means you should add on? Or Dilba maybe, echod me asara, li asara de lach, 1/10 from 10 pounds of lach, uli esrim biyavish, and it means, and 1/20 of 10 pounds of yavish. Not 1/20 of 20 pounds of yavish, but maybe 1/20 of 10 pounds. Maybe it just means you're giving off 1/10 of 10 pounds of lach, and of yavish, it's 1/10 of 20, it's 1/20 of 10 pounds. Or does it mean 1/20 of 20 pounds? So I'm just taking. Just for not 100% sure what the Mishnah means, how much you have to eat on. Omer Rebbe Lever, believe it sounds like this. You should know, kosher, Einshin shall midois, yoisem einshin shall arois. If a person gyps somebody when he sells them, he doesn't give the exact measurement, so the punishment is worse than the punishment that Hashem gives for the aver of arois. Shezen nemo behem, au, vezen nemo behem, olo. No, it's one says lashon of a curse, and a curse is worse. As Rashi says, einshin shall midois says, Im oise behem ovel, meonches shall arroyes, im nichsho behem, shazenem behem el, arroyes to xiv es a tueves ho el, sesos ho el, uve mides xiv o ela, he xiv kol oiso ela, kol oiso ovel, it says ela, so mashma ela is worse than al. Therefore, the punishment of dripping somebody is worse than arroyes. Yeah. Well, my mashma, the high al koshu. How do I know that the word al is more kosher? Yechsev it says the esel yoritz lokach kav yeh. Says esel yoritz from the best ones of the lands. For the mor gabi aroyis nami yechsev ela. Hohu lemute midos mikoros. It only comes to teach us that by midos you're not chayiv koros. Even though by aroyis you're chayiv koros, for midos you're not chayiv koros. If so, what do you mean to say the punishment is greater by midos than by arroyos fakeret? By arroyos shechayiv koros, and by midos shenat. And there it says, the hosom efshe v'tshuva, v'hochol efshe v'tshuva. That's what it meant to say. If you jip somebody, so you don't know who you jip, the guy went away, you can't do tshuva. If you jip somebody and the lady want to do tshuva, who are you going to give it back to? You don't know where the guy is, you can't go and do tshuva. Therefore, it's harder to do tshuva on the chet of jipping somebody when you sell him something than by arroyos. If you did a chet of arroyos, it's between you and Hashem, so you could do tshuva, you do tshuva, Hashem will be mocha you. But when you jip somebody, and you don't know who you jip, you jip 1,000 people, you don't know how to pay them back, that's why it's worse. Yom Rab Levi, kosher gezel hedjit yoisem mi gezel gavoya. If you steal from another Jew, it's worse than if you steal from Hashem. Shezeh hiktim chet lamilo. One place says the word chet first, then milo. Shezeh hiktim milo lechet. Therefore, it says milo first. It's the worst thing if you steal good mi gavoya. If you steal from Hashem. If I get, it's worse if you steal from Hedyot than you steal from Hashem. That's even worse. The Yom Rebbe Levi, Let's see, they're not the same midas. What does that mean? Berach Yisrael the Yisro Mishtayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave a bracha, 22 brachas. The Kilulam Bishmoina, and he gave them 8 curses. Berachom b'Yisro Mishtayim, Miyim b'Chukoysai, Ad